Absolutely, Kenny. I think people have a misconception that Kenny's all about hurling, but they were actually a very strong soccer background. They had a couple of teams there, Empa and Kenny were in the Aircom League for a couple of years, and they've also had a good pedigree in the Oscar Trinner Trophy a number of years ago. They actually, I think, won 4 in a row in this competition, and while they haven't featured in the latter stages in the last 6 or 7 seasons, you know, that's not to say it's going to be nothing but a tough first game for us down there. In addition, Evergreen made the, I think it was FAA Junior Cup final last year, so there's no doubt they're going to be a quality side.
Yeah, and on that, did you get any information on them? Do you know anything about their Kilkenny team?
No, I find it hard to get information on them. I know they beat the NEFL and North Eastern Counties League in the last game, 3-0. So we're expecting a tough game and we're looking for a big performance from our players.
Yeah, and on your own team, you have a few injury doubts. Any news on them?
Yeah, it's all positive at the moment. We had a couple of boys that were struggling, but we had a good session to begin last night before we left. And you know, Michael Byrne, Terence Doherty and Matthew Henry would have been the three niggly injuries, but they've thankfully all cleared up and they all took a full part in training last night, so we're hoping to have a full fit squad to select them.
You had a bit of a surprise early in the tournament, losing to Kevin Monham, but I've been seeing since that you've changed your system and it has been reaping rewards.
Yeah, the Kevin Monham game was a funny game. Like, I mean, we probably had enough chances to win the game and then we're caught cold late on in the game when we were maybe geared up for extra time. But since that, we've changed our system now. We're playing a sort of 4-2-3-1. It gives us better defensive stability, and it also gives us much more of an attacking threat. And with some of the players that we have, the freedom to go forward and support centre-forward has yielded rich returns in the last 3 games.
Yeah, and as you say, it's tough. It's a long journey away. You're already on the road, and I'm sure you would be happy with any kind of scoreline in tomorrow's game.
Oh, it's knockout football now, Kenny. You know, it's no second chance. We're in the quarterfinals. We're looking to get into the semi-finals and hoping for a big performance from the boys tomorrow and hopefully get the right result.